said as daylight began to fade. Maybe we ate them all. Night returned. Everybody went back to work. The hammering and pounding and the collapse of masonry into water had to be audible all over town, but nobody could see what we were doing, and nothing was evident when the sun rose, except that several derelict buildings were missing. The lake continued its slow fall. The weather continued damp. The rafts the carpenters were building floated outside against the wall. Everything capable of offering flotation went into their construction, even the occasional empty beer barrel. That afternoon, we acquired some useful lumber when Mogava sent three rafts to the North Gate to find out why his signals weren't being answered. We could not keep the ambush from being seen from the citadel. Mogava wasted no more men or materials. Loftus and his brothers said the best raft would be built long and thin so more people could paddle against less front-end water resistance. Working in 3 feet of water, the three brothers and a few skilled Taglians assembled one raft after another, each able to carry 10 or more adults. By using everything they could find, they built 41 craft. They guessed that fleet could carry 700 people, more than 500 of whom could be put ashore while the rest brought the rafts back, reloaded them, and got underway again before dawn. So about 1,200 could get away overnight, enough to establish a modestly solid beachhead on what we didn't know for certain would be a friendly shore. Problem. The numbers we needed to move undetected were greater than I'd guessed. I had my 40 old crew, more than 600 Nueng Bao, and a whole lot more Taglians, freed slaves, and Jaikuri volunteers than I'd thought. Lanore Bonharge wanted to move nearly 1,000 men in dependence. There was no way to get everyone out in one night. "Here's what you do," One Eye said. "You only take one load across the first night. Draw lots for the spots. That way we don't get people climbing over each other and nobody getting out in the panic. Figure the draw so a representative percentage goes from each group. Then nobody bitches. Dump the 500 and some with orders to build a camp. Have the rafts come back and tie up, then finish up with two trips next night." "The man's a genius," I said. "You or a goblin will have to go, just in case." "Shouldn't be necessary." "Why not?" "Things aren't that dangerous anymore." "Then we won't need to dig in. We can send the Nueng Bao and dependents out first."
"That will go down great."
"Women and children and old people?" "That'll work. I'll bet you. Include the Taglians' dependents. Hold up on the Jaikuri, though, or we'll have the whole damned city lining up. We figure how many that all is, then draw lots for the rest of the positions."